Proverbs chapter 27. And I've got to find my notes. Proverbs 27. This week, there have been four very notable people who have died. Ed McMahon died at the age of 86. Farrah Fawcett died at the age of 62. Michael Jackson died at the age of 50. And today, Billy Mays. Some of you may know of him. He's the man who sold OxyClean and various other products. He's very well known as a pitch man for many different products. If you stay up late at night, you became familiar with Billy Mays. He died at the age of 50. The Bible says this: boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Father, I would ask that you would help me to communicate some truth regarding death to your people tonight. Father, help us to see what your word says about what happens after we die. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came to this earth in order to guarantee resurrection for those who place their faith and trust in you. I pray that you'll use this message to help us see the seriousness of our call. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of this message this evening is Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, Billy Mays. Where are they tonight? In heaven or hell? Now, when I say that, it all depends on what you thought of them. Your thinking may have been, well, some of them were just terrible. You may think, you may have a particular opinion about them. But let me tell you this, your opinion really doesn't matter. My opinion really doesn't matter. I was reading some interesting facts about their lives and some quotes about them. Some of them you may agree with or may disagree with. Ed McMahon died June 23rd at 86 years of age. People said about him that he was a cordial, caring, very compassionate man. He has a record of working in Hollywood and working publicly since back in 1949. Actually, I'm sorry, his career began back in 1938. He worked along with Johnny Carson for years, for 30 years on The Tonight Show. He was well-known and well-liked by everyone. No matter who you talk to, they liked Ed McMahon. I liked the smile on his face. I liked the way he entertained. Is Ed McMahon in heaven or in hell? Then there was Farrah Fawcett. This is written about Farrah Fawcett. Again, whether you agree with it or not, this is what one writer wrote about her. She, her wholesome likeness spawned a cottage industry of merchandise, including one of the defining pieces of a 1970s pop culture. And it goes on. People said about her in the last few years that she had turned to God. That's very interesting. Farrah Fawcett. Farrah Fawcett. Then, of course, there's Michael Jackson, the king of pop. I can remember as a kid listening to his first pop song along with the Jackson 5, Rockin' Robin. Some of you say, Rockin' Robin, what is that? That's what old people remember. There was a group called the Jackson 5, and they came along, and there was a young little boy named Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5. He sang Rockin' Robin, which was a reprise of a 1957 song, Rockin' Robin. The I remember as I grew and listened to him, how he became the number one attraction. And he then started doing videos and musicals like Thriller, like Bad, doing various things. He was found by his eldest son. Little article here says Michael Jackson's eldest son thought his father was joking around when he collapsed on the living room floor, but soon stood in a trance as the King of Pop's personal doctor frantically tried to revive him. A family confidant told the New York Post. The horror of it all is that the prince thought his dad was just being his dad and clowning, but it was real, and he watched as they worked on him, said Stacy Brown, a Jackson family biographer, who has spoken extensively to Jackson relatives since he died on Thursday. June 25th of this week, Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson entered into eternity. Then today, Billy Mays, a man who was known for Kaboom and OxyClean and the Grip Wrench and the Turbo Tiger vacuum cleaner and Orange Glow. Some of you have his products in your house because he was a good salesman, a great pitchman. In fact, he was the highest paid pitchman on the planet. He said about himself, "I'm a sensitive guy. I don't want to be brought down, so I just leave it at that. As long as there is good and bad, it all evens itself out." A friend of his said, he is grateful for where he is, and he's a true performer. He has a real sense of modesty. He's really a joy to work with, and it's rare to find a guy like that. Many of their friends said great things about each of these celebrities. But again, I know that I'll be asked the question, do you think that Farrah Fawcett went to heaven? Do you think that Michael Jackson went to heaven? I can remember when Elvis Presley died. You know, he sang a lot of gospel songs. Do you think that he went to heaven? When you look at these four lives, they differed in several different ways. They all came from different backgrounds. They were all of different ages, except for Michael Jackson and Billy Mays. They were different. It had different ethnics, different sexes. They were, Ed McMahon was 86. Michael Jackson was 50. Farrah Fawcett was 62. Billy Mays was 50. As I think about that, and I think about Michael Jackson as a 5 or 6 year old boy with the Jackson 5, I'm reminded of this truth. The Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. The Bible tells us that this life is like a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. Baby boomers, my generation, like to think that they're never getting old. We like to forget that we're getting old. But the fact of the matter is, we're getting old. Every one of us get older. And if you're 12 years old today, in just a short 60 years, you'll be 72. And you think, a short 60 years, that's a lifetime, and it'll go by just that quick. People say to me when I travel and I talk about our church, "Man, you've been there for 32 years, like that's eons ago." It seems to me that we just started yesterday. Walt Disney said on the 10th anniversary of Disneyland that it seems like we've only just begun. Walt Disney now has been dead since 1968. When we think about time, I want you to know the Word of God is true. It flies. One thing we should learn about this, or learn from the death of these celebrities, is that time does fly by, and that death comes at any age. We are looking at four people who have died from the age of 50 to the age of 86, 36-year difference. But I want you to know that this week, all across this country, teenagers died. Babies died. I want you to know that people of every age died this week. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. From different backgrounds, a woman, three men, black men, white men, doesn't matter what the ethnic background or what the stage in life, all of us will face death. Don't brag about what you're going to do tomorrow. You better take care of what you need to take care of today. I want you to note this too. That they were different in many ways, but they were very similar in other ways. Bible, or not the Bible, but we read about them. And we know this to be true, that they were loved by millions. That's just a fact. Whether you liked Michael Jackson's music or not, whether you liked Farrah Fawcett or not, whether you thought she was modest and a picture of wholesome America, or you thought that she was not and that she portrayed wickedness in the way she walked and conducted herself, whatever you thought about her, whatever you thought of Ed McMahon or Johnny Carson or The Tonight Show, whatever you thought about Billy Mays, whether you liked his products or you didn't, there were people that loved them. There were people that admired them. There were people that looked to them and wanted to know them. They were popular. They were wealthy. Well, that's all except for Ed McMahon. In recent years, he lost his $4.1 million house. And he was having some major financial problems. But he did not die in abject poverty. They had money. What the world looks for, these celebrities had. In fact, it's sad what many Christians look for, these celebrities had. I listened to a good friend of Michael Jackson being interviewed the other day, and he talked about the heartbreak of Michael Jackson. He talked about the emptiness and how Michael Jackson just wanted approval. He just wanted to be loved, how he felt all alone. And I thought, how many people admired him and wanted to be like him and wanted to have what he had? And yet this man was sick in his soul. This man was used by the entertainment world from the time he was a child. I think this whenever I see a child star. I think how Hollywood and how the world use children, abuse them, and then throw them away. And I also think about how fickle the world is. Just a couple of years ago, he was Wacko Jacko because he was doing some crazy things. I want you to understand the things he did because the world made him that way. It's sad that we look at these who had wealth, millions of dollars passed through their hands. I had a friend who was the drummer for a 1950s group called Johnny and the Hurricanes. He said when they were popular, man, they were popular. He said he would go to New York City and he would put $100 bills in his fingers and he would just stand on the corner of New York City and wait for people to come and take the $100 bills out of his fingers. Then he would take $100 bills and stick them in his fingers. That's back in the 1950s. I'd take them right now, but... I'm telling you when they were worth even more than that. He said it was amazing. That money came and that money has gone. He told me I said, what do you do now? He went to our church. He said, I drive a linen truck, and I'm grateful for the job. He had a good wife and loved his kids, but fame came and fame went, and the world is fickle. They were loved by millions. I want you to understand this, that 30 years from now, they'll be totally forgotten. They'll be forgotten. Well, there may be some people who remember their songs. And every once in a while, there may be a nostalgic situation where somebody brings back a song. Or we might have, as we have with Elvis or Michael Jackson imitators. But in all actuality, they'll be forgotten. Because fame is a fleeting thing. They were loved by millions. They were wealthy. They were famous. They were deemed successful by the world. By the way, they represent three different generations of people. Three different generations of people. And yet, now, they're all gone. They were all very talented, by the way. There is no doubt that Michael Jackson had talent from the top of his head to the bottom of his moon dancing feet. Fact of the matter is, he had talent. You may not have liked his talent, but he had talent. Ed McMahon could win you over with his personality. He had talent. Farrah Fawcett was a very talented young lady, according to what we're told. They all had talent. They had abilities, and they were used up by the world. Now, one other thing that they had in common, we find in the Word of God. Let me read to you something from Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1. The Bible says this, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Listen to this next words. Why? Why is that true? The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. Each one of those four individuals, as well as each person sitting here tonight, and everyone listening by internet, have this in common. You have one maker. One maker. And Hebrews 9:27 says this, as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. The one maker that made you and I. Deny him if you will. Mock him if you will. Ignore him if you will. Live a life making millions of dollars and become extremely famous, or live a life of poverty and have no fame whatsoever. You still have one maker, and no matter where you are in life, rich or poor, black or white, male or female, you will stand before your one maker one day. Each one of these celebrities have stood before the Lord Jesus Christ because he is the king. Not the king of pop, not the king of rock and roll, not the king of some country. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the Bible says before him, like it or not, believe it or not, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That is a reality. That is the truth. Jesus Christ has been visited by four celebrities. Whether they ignored him in life or whether they adored him in life, only they know. But the Bible says that they stood before him. If I believe the Bible, then the Bible says that they have answered to him and they have received a reward. The Bible says about the rich man that he died and in hell he lift up his eyes being in torment. The Bible says about the poor man, Lazarus, that he died and he found himself in Abraham's bosom. He found himself in paradise, in the place God prepared. The Bible tells us that when we die, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Well, did they go to heaven or did they go to hell? One was a rock performer. One was a sex symbol. One was involved with Hollywood. The other one was a pitch man. Hey, did they go to heaven or did they go to hell? I want you to understand this. Their riches, their popularity, the way they danced, the way they looked, had nothing to do with where they are right now. And though you and I are talking about them, I want you to know they are experiencing either heaven or hell. We don't like to talk about that, especially when it's somebody that we looked up to or we admired. I want you to understand, today, right now, they are either in heaven or hell. Well, how can we know where they were? The Bible says this. The Bible says for the rich, for the poor, for the black, for the white, for the male, for the female, for those that are masters and those that are servants. It's all the same thing. The Bible says there's no difference when we stand in front of God. The Bible says there in Proverbs 22, the rich and the poor, they all meet together at the throne. And there is no favoritism with God. The Bible says this about each one of these celebrities and about you and about me. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, somebody's sin might be more profound than yours, or one sinner might be more popular than you are. The Bible says we're all sinners. And because of that, we all deserve to go to hell. So we can make this point very clear. These four celebrities that we talk about tonight, all of them have sinned. All of them, therefore, according to the Bible, and we're just talking about what the Bible says, all of these celebrities, as well as all of us, deserve to go to hell because they all sinned and we all sinned. And the Bible says the wages of sin, wages are what we earn. The Bible, our only authority, says that because of their sin, they deserve to go to hell. But Ed McMahon was such a nice man. But Farrah Fawcett was so pretty. They all deserve to go to hell. Are you saying they went to hell? No, I'm not. I'm saying just like you and me, we all deserve to go to hell. Period. Whether we make people like us or not, doesn't matter to God. Every one of us have sinned. Every one of us deserve to go to hell. The Bible says that the only way we can get out of going to hell is if somebody pays the penalty for our sin in our place. The wages, what we've earned, is death. Spiritual death, separation from God forever in hell. And whether you're a celebrity or you're just an ordinary guy like me, the Bible says we all deserve to go to hell. The Bible says this, that God loves us. And I want you to note this, that God loved Ed McMahon. And that God loves Farrah Fawcett. And that God loved Michael Jackson. And that God loved Billy Mays. He loved them so much that he said, I'll become a man in the person of Jesus Christ. And I'll suffer and I'll die to pay the penalty of their sin. Just like he suffered and died to pay the penalty of your sin and mine. He was willing to be buried. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, having paid for their sin and your sin and mine. And he went to heaven. And he said to them, just like he says to you, the only way you're going to get to heaven is by coming to me and saying, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I deserve to go to hell. I know that you suffered and died for me. I know that you are God. You're the God of the universe. You suffered. You died in my place. You paid for my sin. You were buried and rose from the dead. And I am putting my faith and trust in you to get me to heaven. If these celebrities put their faith and trust in the good works they did with their money, if they put their faith and trust in their popularity or their fame, if they put their faith and trust in the wealth that they attained, if they put their faith and trust in their goodness or what they did to make them popular, to get them to heaven, then they're not in heaven. But if they, with their popularity or their poverty, either put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and said, Jesus, I know. People may think I'm something. People may think I have everything I want, but I know I'm a sinner. And I know you died in my place to pay for my sin. And I'm putting my faith and trust in what you did for me to get me to heaven. And I'm asking you to be my Lord and my Savior and my God. If they did that, they're in heaven today. The Bible tells us the only way anyone gets to heaven is by putting their faith and trust in what Jesus Christ did for them. And I think it's very important that we take note tonight, because there will be all sorts of wonderful things said about these celebrities. Over the next several days, you will hear wonderful things. You've already heard great things about them. And I want you to know that there's some things that they did that I enjoyed. There are many entertainers that have gone on, that have gone into eternity, that I've enjoyed. But I want you to know that just according to the Word of God, according to the Bible, that it's not these good things, it's not the fact that they were nice people that gets anyone to heaven. Because the Bible says we've all sinned. The only way anybody gets to heaven is by putting their faith and trust in the God of the universe, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty of our sin. And if anybody trusts in any other thing, they're not making it to heaven. The Apostle Paul said, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If the Bible is true, the only way Ed McMahon, Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, Billy Mays, or you and I are going to get to heaven is by coming to Jesus, saying, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. And you died in my place to pay for my sin. And I'm asking you to give me eternal life. That's the only way anybody gets to heaven. It's not church membership. It's not goodness. It's not popularity. It's not money. It's not, oh, I've been blessed of God. It's none of that. It's, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I need salvation. You died in my place. Please give me eternal life. He'll give it to you free of charge. Popularity, fame, fortune will not buy that. It's a free ticket given to you by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to do that tonight. We are going to remember the Lord's death tonight. Why do we come to the Lord's Supper? Why do we partake of the body? Why do we partake of the bread which represents his body? Why do we partake of the juice which represents his blood? Why do we do that? We do that because it was only through his broken body and his shed blood that we can have eternal life. If you've never placed your faith and trust in Christ, I encourage you to do that tonight. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for what you've done for us. I pray that people will hear this message and understand its truth. I pray that people will put their faith and trust in you. Father, I know you love each and every one of us, whether we are wealthy, whether we're celebrities, or whether we're just ordinary people. Lord, you love us, and you love us so much, you became a man, you sent your son to die in our place, to pay for our sin so that we could have eternal life through his resurrection. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for us. Help us to live for you. And if there's someone here that's not sure they're saved, I pray that before this service is over, they'll put their faith and trust in you. And Father, if there's someone listening tonight by internet, if there's somebody listening to this on the internet, I pray, Father, right now for them, I pray they'll hear this and determine that they need to put their faith and trust in you for salvation. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one's looking around. I want to ask.